Hi, good morning. This is Elizabeth Coble with DPW. We have two bid openings today. One is for Lido Beach and the other for Manhattan Boulevard. I have with me...
Chris Lemoyne from the Nassau County Clerk of the Legislature's office.
Stephanie Cirilli, Department of Public Works.
And then on the line, I have at least two other people. Please introduce yourself.
Loretta D'Anicio, Nassau County Public Works. I'm also going to say something before the bid opening, okay, Elizabeth?
Sure.
Thank you.
Frank, are you there?
Yeah, this is Frank Filatis from the Nassau County Controller's Office.
Okay, Loretta.
Okay, folks, I just want to make a general statement. Just a reminder, this is not a discussion forum. This is a bid opening. As such, there should be no crosstalk. If you could please mute your phones. There are a lot of people listening right now, and any background noise tends to interrupt the flow of the bid opening and create a lot of misunderstanding. If you need to be notified of any information after the bid opening, you will be done. It will happen officially. Please do not ask questions unless absolutely necessary to repeat something, for example. I appreciate your cooperation, and we can proceed with the bid opening.
Okay, thanks, Loretta. All right, so the first bid opening we have today is Gosser Lido Beach Drainage Improvements, contract number H60052-01G. Okay, our first bidder today is Coastal Contracting Corp. To repeat, Coastal Contracting Corp. Their surety company is United States Fire Insurance Company. Again, United States Fire Insurance Company. The surety is in the amount of 10% of the bid bond, excuse me. Submit about here is $1,762,070.00. To repeat, $1,762,070.00. Right, moving along. Our next bidder is DP Civic Inc. I repeat, Civic Inc. The surety company is North American Specialty Insurance Company, and the surety is for 10% of the bid. Okay, bid amount, $1,516,385.00. To repeat, $1,516,385.00. Our next bidder, J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc., again, J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc. The surety company is Western Surety Company, Western Surety Company, and their bond is for 10% of their bid amount. Bid is for $1,253,830.00. I'll repeat, $1,253,830.00. Next bidder, J. Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. Again, J. Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. The surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, and the bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Bid amount is $1,236,000.00. I'll repeat, $1,236,000.00. Next bidder, J.R. Cruise Corp., J.R. Cruise Corp., Surety Company, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. The bond is 10% of the bid amount. Total bid amount here is $1,478,844.50. I'll repeat, $1,478,844.50. Okay, next. Bidder is not compliant. This is the bidder after that. We have Thomas Novelli Contracting Corp. Thomas Novelli Contracting Corp. The surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. To repeat, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, and it is for 10% of the bid amount. Uh-huh. The bid amount here is $1,484,315.00. $1,484,315.00. Next bidder is Triumph Construction Corp. Triumph Construction Corp. Surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. The bond is in 10% of the bid amount. The bid amount is $1,946,229.00. $1,946,229.00. Okay, next bidder is Woodstock Construction Group LTD. So that's Woodstock Construction Group LTD. Their surety company is QBE Insurance Corporation. QBE Insurance Corporation. And the surety is 10% of the bid amount. The bid is $1,476,111.00. I'll repeat, $1,476,111.00. Okay, so the apparent low bidder for Lido Beach H60052-01G is Jay Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. And I will read their WIC.
Please, your name again of the company.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
Has left the conference.
Okay, so Jay Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. is the apparent low bidder. Their bid was $1,236,000.00. Their WIC is for Eldor Electrical for electrical services at $10,000. So Eldor Electrical for electrical services at $10,000. Okay, so that concludes that bid opening, and we'll move on to our next. Here's that.
David.
To turn off the music, press 1.
Has left the
conference.
Joe Cuomo, Nassau County, DPW.
Has left the conference.
Okay, I'm going to assume that everyone who wants to leave has left by this point. So go ahead without interruption.
Has left the conference.
All right, so let's proceed. So this bid opening is for Manor Haven Boulevard Streetscape. It is 861125-01G. Our first bidder is CAC Industries, Inc., C.A.C. Industries, Inc. The surety company is Federal Insurance Company, again, Federal Insurance Company, and their surety for 10% of the bid amount. Okay, the bid amount is $5,870,640.
Has left the conference.
I'll repeat.
Can you repeat that?
I will. Please, nobody leave the conference because then others can't hear. The bid here is $5,817,640.50. Next bidder, J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc. J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc. Surety company is Western Surety Company. Again, Western Surety Company. And the bond is in 10% of the bid amount.
Has left the conference.
Okay, final bid amount, $3,590,062.00. It's $3,590,062.00. One more time. This is the last one.
Has left the conference.
$3,590,062.00.
Second one. Let me check. What are your parent low bidder on the first one? $1,236,000.
Sir, could you please mute your phone? Everyone can hear you. Thank you.
EP Civil.
Next bidder, we have J. Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. Again, J. Pizzaruso Landscaping Corp. Their surety company is Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. I repeat, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And their surety is in 10% of the bid amount. Okay, bid amount here is $4,865,264.00. I'll repeat, $4,865,264.00. Okay, we have next bidder is J.R. Cruise Corp. J.R. Cruise Corp. Surety Company, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Again, Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. And their bond is in 10% of the bid amount. Total bid amount, $4,499,786.75. I'll repeat, $4,499,786.75. I'm sorry, that's 75 cents at the end. $4,499,786.75. Okay, next bidder, we have Quintel Contracting Corp, and that's their surety company, United States Fire Insurance Company, United States Fire Insurance Company, and that is for 10% of the bid amount. Total bid amount here, $5,246,500.00. To repeat, $5,246,500.00. Next bidder. Roadwork Ahead, Inc., Surety Company, Western Surety Company, again, Western Surety Company, 10% of the bid bond, which is surety. Bid amount is $4,440,174.96. I'll repeat, $4,440,174.96. Okay, and then we have another non-compliant bid. So the apparent low bidder for Manor Haven Boulevard Streetscape, contract number 86125,
has left the conference.
So.
Has left the conference.
That bid amount was $3,590,062.00. And the WIC, I'm opening. The WIC is for Commander Electric for electrical items at $400,000. Again, Commander Electric for electrical items at $400,000. Well,
Elizabeth, who is the low bidder apparent?
My apologies. It is J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc.
Thank you.
So J. Anthony Enterprises, Inc., as I said earlier, had a bid of $3,590,062.00. Their WIC shows Commander Electric for electrical items at $400,000. And that completes today's bid opening. Thank you.